Hi, I'm Damon Davis, and I want to welcome you to One on One. Today, we're talking about some issues that are very close and personal and private to many people that might be watching right now, maybe you. And that is issues of sexual abuse, sexual addiction, the emotions that come forth from those tough periods in our life, like guilt, shame, and anger, and some other things that can be destructive, like the uncontrollable compulsion and frustration that can happen when we've got those kinds of fractures that exist in our soul. Today's program is going to touch on this very important topic through a very special guest that I have with me, Peter Aiello. And his book is called Hidden Treasure. And it's going to help you discover the hidden treasure that God planted inside of you. I don't want you to go away. I want you to sit back, relax, grab something to write with, take some notes, maybe grab a little box of tissues, because today we're going on an emotional journey to discover who you really are. And I can promise you there will be freedom at the end of our journey in the next 30 minutes. I'm Damon Davis, and welcome to One on One. Welcome you back into the program. I'm here with a very special guest, Peter Aiello. He is the author of the new book, Hidden Treasure. Peter, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
It's an absolute honor to have you, sir. You're an author, and you have prepared this book for people that are watching, that have an opportunity to get access to it. Mm-hmm. Before we get into all of that, and we're going to talk about what's in the book and why you wrote it, I want to first provide some context, some understanding for people that are just now tuning in of who Peter Aiello is, and what your background is, sir.
Okay, when I was growing up, there was no talk of dependence on God. It was doing the rituals. It was mostly an outward expression of Christianity. And I noticed that really didn't have any transforming effect on me at all.
And so what does that create? What kind of mindset, what reality does that establish for a child?
When I was going through that, that was mostly in my late teens. And so it didn't produce any reality. It just was very oppressive.
Oppressive.
You know, at the time I was going to confession, and the list of sins that I was confessing got to be bigger and bigger. I would make a list of them, and it got to be bigger and bigger. And I wasn't actually committing any sins. It gets to be almost like a pathology. By the time I was 20 years old, I was agnostic. Although at about 19 years old, I got a glimpse of biblical spirituality, which was very, very interesting. I had been very prone towards not so much anger, but worry all of my life, and also sexual fantasy. I was always very distracted by those things, and they were very strong. And then I go into the Bible, and I read about the lilies of the field, and then it says, what can you add to your stature by being anxious? And that was such a contrast to what I had been going through throughout my whole life at that point, that I never forgot it, and I was shocked. This sounds like I'm not supposed to worry about anything, and here I'm worried about everything.
What kind of stuff were you worried about?
I mean, it ended up being what Catholics call a scrupulous conscience. That means you're so obsessed with not wanting to break the rules that you're constantly thinking, well, if I do this, maybe is this going to be a sin, or is that going to be a sin?
My God,
it's
legalism.
Legalism going amok immediately. I felt it right away.
In your book, Hidden Treasure, it seems very clear to me that amongst many things that you're trying to help the believer walk through and understand, you're also trying to instill an understanding so strong of who the biblical God is in relationship to us, that when the storms come, when the problems come, we're not like that weed that just floats away. Our feet become rooted. and an understanding that nothing can move. Mm-hmm. That's a powerful place to be. Yeah. And your journey starts somewhere where you were seemingly quite dependent upon Peter Aiello.
Oh, yeah.
And not on the biblical God. Mm-hmm. Let's get into that, because your journey is one of experience.
I grew up Catholic, so I had a lot of Catholic teaching, but it did not do what eventually the Bible did for me. Eventually, I had to find my spirituality directly from the Bible itself. I didn't hear it from the priests. I didn't hear it from ministers. But after I surrendered myself to the Lord, I did look for churches, and I really wasn't satisfied with what I heard there either.
Got it.
So I've been pretty much on my own in my own personal spirituality, me and the Lord, and what I learned from the instruction in the Bible.
Right.
Anyway, that was my motivation for writing the book, because I felt the information is obviously important enough to put it out there.
But you are helping identify to us something that so many of us miss in this life. And that is, how fittingly, the title, that there is a hidden treasure mm-hmm. in you.
I think what motivated me to use that title was that it was a hidden treasure that so many people miss from the Bible itself, the mm-hmm. instruction from the Bible mm-hmm. to cast all your care and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. Because for me, what I found in the Bible was a hidden treasure. And I wasn't hearing it from different churches.
What is the treasure then?
The treasure was the instruction in the Bible of surrendering to the Lord. So many of us feel stuck in our issues
yeah.
that we have, and we see no way out. Mm-hmm. See, the Lord gives us that peace that somehow takes that sting away from mm-hmm. these things that feel like they're insurmountable.
I think about the night in the Garden of Gethsemane, mm-hmm. the night before the crucifixion. Now, Christ was very much man. He was God, mm-hmm. but very much man, the Bible talks about. He had feelings. He had an understanding of what was coming that next day. Mm-hmm. He was going to be crucified. Mm-hmm. And he knew what the end was, and he knew he was not going to escape it. Mm-hmm. How do you face that in the night before the crucifixion? He prayed. Mm-hmm. He spoke to the Father. He casted his cares all upon him. Is that the treasure?
Yeah, I think it's all a part of it. But he also, when Christ said, "Not my will, but thy will be done," that was a statement of surrender. A resignation of surrender, I think, because I think he was sweating it before that, obviously,
yeah,
sweating blood. But it was another indication of his total trust in the Father.
But you discovered a different treasure.
Of course.
You discovered what the real solution is to overcome addiction
yeah.
from the steps of addiction, whatever the thing is. And there are so many people watching now that are struggling with addictions. Mm-hmm. Yours might be alcohol. Mm-hmm. Yours might be addiction for approval. You know, addictions, Peter, come in many shapes and many forms.
Very definitely, yeah.
And it's different for all people. And the steps, in many cases, are different. But this much is true. Addiction begins with us trying to fill a hole that only God can fill. Mm-hmm. That's what you experienced.
Yes. And another aspect of any kind of addiction is you never get enough of what you're seeking. Whether it's relationships, whether it's power, money. That's one of the problems with, you know, the Bible calls them deceitful lusts.
Deceitful lusts.
Deceitful lusts. And I believe it says deceitful because they don't produce that satisfaction that you think you're going to get. They're all deceitful, all of them. Doesn't matter what they are. And that's why I think it's important to understand that.
Sexual addiction or sexual pursuits
yeah.
became a real center of your life.
Yeah, at 20 years old.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. I pretty much went into agnosticism at about 20. And then I started to experiment sexually, and it got to be an addiction.
What do you mean it became an addiction?
Of very promiscuous sexual behavior. And the interesting thing about it is that instead of becoming more content and happy in life with all the activity, I was getting more and more frustrated. And I couldn't understand that.
Define frustrating.
Feeling of malaise. The same thing over and over again. It's the weekend going out. And it just got to be like a very, very tiring. Like you're feeling jaded.
Got it.
I'm going to use the term, the law of diminishing returns sets in.
Sure.
The more you get of something, the less satisfaction you get from it.
Sure.
At first, it's fun.
Right.
You know, I'm experimenting and so on and so forth. And then it just becomes more of a bondage.
Sure.
Now, biblically, then it's a bondage.
Sure.
It becomes a slavery.
Sure.
So that's what I learned. I think every step of my life, I've learned something from it. From my upbringing, you know, religious upbringing, legalism doesn't work.
Yeah.
As far as anything that transforms you.
Sure.
The sexual promiscuity taught me that you can't find happiness just by accumulating more things.
Yeah.
Then what happened at about 28 years old? That's when I got into the Eastern philosophy. It taught me that we can't find satisfaction through acquiring stuff. So even in this Eastern philosophy, it had that idea. And it told me why I was so frustrated as a result of everything I was doing, because I was trying to find my peace or contentment in whatever
things.
In things. And that's one thing I learned there. I started to back off from some of my activity because...
When you mean activity, you mean the
sexual
activity. Stuff you were doing.
Because instead of fighting these feelings and so on and so forth, don't fight them, just be aware of them. But then again, you know, similar to the Bible, you don't try to fight them yourself, you surrender them to the Lord.
When you took the words out of my mouth, I mean,
yeah.
So many people are struggling to try to break free. Mm-hmm. From whatever that bondage is,
yeah.
The addiction. And, you know, the Bible says, bring your cares to me.
Cast all your cares to me.
Take on my yoke, it is easy. My burden is light.
Of course.
You know, there comes a time when we've been fighting and struggling so much to beat that thing that's got us gripped, that we've got to be aware that all along God's sitting there saying, surrender that to me, man.
Yeah. We can't do it by willpower.
You can't do it by yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And I found those ideas very, very, very attractive at the time. And it was providing a certain amount of peace.
Mm.
But it wasn't the peace that passes all understanding.
But what really is peace, Peter?
Peace to me, when I received it from the Lord, all of a sudden I had this ability to keep thoughts out that... would have been difficult just prior to that. It was quite an intense experience. And the other immediate effect it had, I lost my compulsion to go act out sexually. That was gone.
Do you ever feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders? Do you struggle with an addiction that you just can't seem to get under control, no matter how hard you try? Does your job, family life, or financial situation often have you so stressed out that you feel like you are at the end of your rope? Today, Peter Aiello shared his struggle with sexual addiction, the guilt, shame, and anger that resulted from it, and how he eventually got to a point in his life where he actually doubted whether God even existed. But God is faithful, and when Peter truly surrendered to God, he finally found the peace he'd been seeking. You too can find your inner peace. In Peter Aiello's life-changing digital ebook, Hidden Treasure, you will learn the simple steps you can use to better connect with God. Hidden Treasure will show you the biblical way to transform your life. Learn how to truly surrender to God so that you can become renewed through Him. Discover ways to release your stress and cast your cares upon Him. Know that whatever anxiety, depression, or pain you're struggling with, you don't have to go it alone. This digital ebook is a power-packed guide that you can use anytime, anywhere, by simply downloading to your laptop or accessing on your phone. When you receive today's Inner Peace Bundle, we will include the easy step-by-step instructions for you to download Hidden Treasure to all of your mobile devices. Call today, and we will also send you this prayer and proclamation CD with powerful declarations for your health, your family, and the protection of your life. Plus, this beautiful prayer shawl, embroidered with the Lord's Prayer in both English and Aramaic. Wear the prayer shawl over your head or shoulders as a symbolic covering of the presence of God. This entire offer is yours today for a love gift of only $40. And if you pick up the phone right now, as a special thank you from Damon for supporting our one-on-one programming and the work we do to spread the goodness of God around the world, Damon will add the full-length, behind-the-scenes interview with Peter Aiello so that you can dig deeper into understanding what it truly takes to surrender to God. Call now to receive this Inner Peace bundle that includes Peter Aiello's powerful digital ebook download, Hidden Treasure, the Prayer and Proclamation audio CD, this beautiful prayer shawl, and the uncut interview with Peter and Damon. This entire bundle is yours for a love gift of only $40. If you're tired of being in bondage and ready to finally find inner peace, call or go online now. It's time to surrender your pain to God and begin living the life that God designed you to live.
Peter, there are so many people that are in such bondage to addictions.
I know.
It has absolutely wrecked their life. It starts out as, it makes me feel better. And it becomes what helps me get through it. And it helps me forget about it. And it grows. It's like this amoeba that just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing, that before soon it's got full control of you. Mm-hmm. You saw an absolute instant transformation by simply doing what the Bible says to do, where God has the ability to remove not just the thinking of a thing, the craving of a thing, but
it's very important.
But the power that a thing has over you.
Because I had put a number of scriptures together that told me to do this. It started out with, "Be anxious for nothing, and the peace that passes all understanding will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus." I wasn't sure what it meant at the time because I hadn't surrendered myself to the Lord, but the peace that passes all understanding sounded very, very attractive. Anyway, so that's another scripture. And then the one in, I think it's Isaiah 26, "Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose
mind
is stayed on thee, because he trusts in
thee."
A lot of times as Christians or people will leave out that last part, trust in thee, and they'll say, they'll want to sort of leave it as a positive thinking thing.
But all those scriptures, every single one of them, talk about trusting.
Yeah.
When you're struggling through addiction and you have addictive behavior, I mean, the reality is you are not trusting in the master.
Of course.
You're trusting in whatever that thing is.
That thing, yeah, that's keeping you bound.
The reality is, you know, life is tough, man. Mm-hmm. We're just all trying to get through.
Yeah. I think it's true that saying that when we get into these kinds of things, we're actually looking for God. I think people, we all need the Lord. Everybody does, in order to overcome whatever. You know, St. Paul calls it the law of sin.
The law of sin.
And you remember what he says? He says, "I do the things I don't want to do, and the things that I want to do, I don't do."
Right.
That's true of every human being.
We're all on this journey of life. Mm-hmm. At some point or another, we're at that crossroads. And at the moment of surrender, at that decision point, when you choose to truly pursue the biblical God.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't in church. I wasn't at an altar call or anything. I was walking down the street. And I decided part of the way, I got to do this, you know. I didn't know any churches that were teaching this kind of stuff. And so I did it.
Did what?
I just surrendered myself to the Lord. I had all those scriptures. And what I did was I quieted my mind with an attitude of trust in the Lord. Hmm. Whatever was in my mind, I said, I don't need to worry about this. Just rest in the Lord.
That was your crossroads?
A major crossroad. Actually, when I surrendered to the Lord, I was conducting an experiment.
Hmm.
It was very methodical. Somehow, it fulfilled God's requirement of what He expects from humans.
Sure.
I committed myself to first of all, I doubted spirituality at all, but then I said to myself, if I'm going to do this experiment, I'm going to have to state a belief in the resurrection of Christ.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, I don't know if I really believe this, but just to cover myself, I said, okay, yeah, I believe it.
Okay. It's honest. Yeah. But what did you declare?
I said, okay, I believe in the resurrection of Christ and so on. And what I told God, okay, I'm not going to think, worry, desire, lust after, or fantasize after anything anymore because I trust you.
Yeah.
So we all have to deal with that. I call it the human weakness. We all have to deal with that. And the only way I found to really do it, and not me do it, is surrender to the Lord, because then He did it.
But did you find afterwards that you didn't want to go back to the life that you knew before?
I'll say, of course I didn't, because I didn't want to lose that, what happened. And that's motivated me since September 15th, 1972, that happened.
So your story, what you walked through, what you survived, and all of its struggle and all of its pain and all of its bondage, mm-hmm. The reality is God has used that. You know, I can just see you standing on the other side, you know, and you're looking back, maybe at you that you're in that place. You know, and you're looking back and you're saying, hey, this is where you want to be.
Yeah.
The other side.
Yeah.
You got to know how to get through. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because in that place of bondage, in that prison, which is the loneliest place in the world, you don't know the steps to get out from where you are.
Exactly.
To where you are now. And that that's where Jesus, that's where Christ is.
You know, I think the Bible uses the word humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
How do I do that? Is it
casting
something I say?
Casting all of your care on Him, because He cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7.
Cast
all of your care on
of
Him.
Of your cares on
yeah.
Him.
Mm-hmm.
That is total surrender. That is a hidden treasure we don't even know
yeah.
is available to us. Is I that know. Why you wrote the book?
Yeah, because a lot of times when we read those verses, I mean, people want to just get a little thrill out of just reading the verse. It tells you to do something. It's not for that purpose. It's to instruct you how to connect with God.
And you've given us I'm going to call it an accompaniment. There's no greater book or greater source than God's Word, but sometimes it's okay to have a little help and understanding.
Yeah.
And sometimes greatest understanding is looking at what other people did and how they got through.
Got to that point, yeah.
And you're blessed, you're touching so many people by being so transparent about your story mm-hmm. and what God has done for you. And now, Peter, what God is doing through you. I'm going to go to a break so our announcer can give you the opportunity to get your hands on a digital link to get this book into your home, into your heart, absolutely free. And that is so strong. I mean, I can't add or take away from that. But we've also put together some accompaniment elements that I know would be a blessing to you. And certainly the work that we do here, and Peter, the work that you're doing. I mean, it takes money to move the machine. So we just want to invite you, if the Lord should place on your heart to sow a seed of any kind, of any amount, into what we're doing here, then by all means, we will receive it. And we will sow your seed right back into fertile ground to continue to get this life-changing truth into the hands of people who need it. Let's go to the break. We're going to come back. We got a few more things to tell you. Be right back.
Do you ever feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders? Do you struggle with an addiction that you just can't seem to get under control, no matter how hard you try? Does your job, family life, or financial situation often have you so stressed out that you feel like you are at the end of your rope? Today, Peter Aiello shared his struggle with sexual addiction, the guilt, shame, and anger that resulted from it, and how he eventually got to a point in his life where he actually doubted whether God even existed. But God is faithful, and when Peter truly surrendered to God, he finally found the peace he'd been seeking. You too can find your inner peace. In Peter Aiello's life-changing digital ebook, Hidden Treasure, you will learn the simple steps you can use to better connect with God. Hidden Treasure will show you the biblical way to transform your life. Learn how to truly surrender to God so that you can become renewed through Him. Discover ways to release your stress and cast your cares upon Him. Know that whatever anxiety, depression, or pain you're struggling with, you don't have to go it alone. This digital ebook is a power-packed guide that you can use anytime, anywhere, by simply downloading to your laptop or accessing on your phone. When you receive today's Inner Peace Bundle, we will include the easy step-by-step instructions for you to download Hidden Treasure to all of your mobile devices. Call today, and we will also send you this prayer and proclamation CD with powerful declarations for your health, your family, and the protection of your life. Plus, this beautiful prayer shawl, embroidered with the Lord's Prayer in both English and Aramaic. Wear the prayer shawl over your head or shoulders as a symbolic covering of the presence of God. This entire offer is yours today for a love gift of only $40. And if you pick up the phone right now, as a special thank you from Damon for supporting our one-on-one programming and the work we do to spread the goodness of God around the world, Damon will add the full-length, behind-the-scenes interview with Peter Aiello so that you can dig deeper into understanding what it truly takes to surrender to God. Call now to receive this Inner Peace Bundle that includes Peter Aiello's powerful digital ebook download, Hidden Treasure, the Prayer and Proclamation audio CD, this beautiful prayer shawl, and the uncut interview with Peter and Damon. This entire bundle is yours for a love gift of only $40. If you're tired of being in bondage and ready to finally find inner peace, call or go online now. It's time to surrender your pain to God and begin living the life that God designed you to live.
I want to thank you again for being here. It's been an honor. Can we, if people want to connect with you, how would they do that? Would they go to your website or?
Go to the website.
Okay.
It's hiddentreasure.website.
Excellent.
Yeah, Hidden Treasure, it's very simple.
Well, so. Peter, thank you. Thank you for being on the program, and it's been an honor. And I hope you've been blessed. I've been blessed. And we just want to encourage you to make the right decision today, a decision that will help move you forward in life and recognize who the biblical God is and His place in your life today. May God richly bless you. We'll see you again next time. I'm Damon Davis. This has been One on One.
Thanks for joining us on our One on One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.